Good morning. A developer was working on a large project. He spends years patiently putting together parcel after parcel, and finally had gotten to a point where he had all the property that he needed. He was ready to do major redevelopment, hotels, retail, a huge project. But he realized there was just one small lot that he wasn't able to get his hands on. So he sent a few people to approach the buyer, this, that. Nothing seemed to work. One day, in shul, after davening, someone comes over to him. He introduces himself and said, "Listen, I know who you are. And I know I've been watching you throughout the years buying up the entire neighborhood. And I know what you're up to. I'm the one that owns this little lot. And I have no intention of selling it to you unless you take me in as a partner in this entire project." Now, the developer didn't know what to do. He had no interest in taking a partner, giving up a share of this project for this small piece of property. But on the other hand, he was desperate. This was smack in the middle, and without this, all of his plans were for naught. So finally, he came upon a brilliant idea. This whole area was blighted. It was run down. So he approached the township, and he suggested that they seize this property, eminent domain, and he would come, and he would redevelop it, and it would be good for the entire community. So he approached the township, and they were very, very agreeable. They very much wanted this project to go through. But now the developer had second thoughts. He was wondering, maybe there's a shiloh of Mesira, a shiloh of Arkois. So he called the Rav, and he wanted to know, is it mutter, is it aser, is it gezel, or am I allowed to go ahead and get this property seized through eminent domain? What the Rav told him was that he was already over one of the aseres adibros, and if he continues, he'll likely be over the second. Belver looked at him funny. What is this, a riddle? What are you talking about? But what's the answer? This morning, sugya. The last of the Aseres HaDibros is Loisach Moed Beis Reyecho, Loisach Moed Eishes Reyecho, Avdoi V'amosoi V'shoiroi V'chamoiroi, V'chol Asher L'Reyecho. There is a Beferish Olav in the Torah, one of the Aseres HaDibros, to be Choymed Momen Acherim, to have a Chemda, to be jealous of someone else's Momen. And the Torah actually goes out of its way to give a whole list of examples. Eishes Reyecho, Avdoi, Amosoi, Shoiroi, Chamoiroi, Beis Reach, or Soda. Everyone has their own things that everyone has their own weaknesses. So while to us it's a little bit hard to understand, how can a person be choyme? How can he be jealous of someone else's chamor? What does it mean? It's the jealous of a chamor. But a chamor is what they drove. Today, they would probably have the same question about cars and iPads or iPhones, whatever it is. So the Torah goes out of its way to make it very broad, but kol asher l'reecha, anyone, any mumen, anything that belongs to someone else, if you're choymed, if you're jealous of, if you try to get it, there is an isur d'oraisa of loisachmoid. Now, what are the gedarim? How far does this go, and when does it apply? So there seems to be a basic machlekes, differences of understanding between the Bali Musar and the Bali Halacha. The famous Ibn Ezra asks on Leisachmoid, he says, Leisachmoid, Eishes Beis Reyecha, person's not allowed to be jealous. He says, how could there be a lav about being jealous? It's human nature. You see what someone else has, it looks nice, it's good, people want it. How could the Torah go ahead, how can the Torah give you an Isser, give you a lav, which is not in your control? So Ibn Ezra answers his famous mashal. He says that a person is not jealous of a bird that it has wings. Now, it must be very geschmack to have wings, to be able to fly, to go up to the sky, very geschmack. But you realize people don't have wings. It's not shayach, it's not possible, and unless you're an absolute meshugano, you're not going to be choymed, you're not going to be jealous of the wings of a bird. Zakhtar the Ibn Ezra, the same thing. If you have a kafri, if you have a peasant, and he sees a princess, he's not going to be choymed the princess, because he knows she is a princess, she is royalty, he is nothing more than a peasant. It's the same thing as the equivalent of him sprouting wings. So it's so far removed from him. It's something which he doesn't have any dream of obtaining. He will not have chemda. Zog the Aven Ezra, the person thinks a little, and a person understands that whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom gave to him, that's what's his. And whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom gave to his chaver, that's his friend's. And whatever belongs to his friend is no more shayach to him or no more possible to him than sprouting wings or marrying a princess. So a person would not have chemda. And therefore, the Aven Ezra writes, that is why that is the pshat in the mitzvah, because a person has to understand that if the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't give it to him, it's not shayach to him, and therefore a person shouldn't have chemda. Now, what seems from the Aven Ezra, from the kasha that he asks, and many of the achroinim ask a similar question, his question is based on the fact that as long as you see someone and something and you're jealous of it, you're right away over the issue. So there, we have a kasha. How could it be? And you have the Aven Ezra as his teretz. You have other terutzim as well. The halacha, the Bali halacha, seem to have a very different understanding of lois achmar. Tosfos in Sanhedrin that we had in this morning's Ma'ar Mekoymos, Sanhedrin Daf Chafei, has two different pshatim in lois achmar. Tosfos' first pshat in lois achmar is you're only over the iser if you grab the item and you do not pay for it. Essentially, it's very similar to lois sigzo. Now, it's a little bit broader. It applies to eishes reyachah. You don't need a regular ma'isa gzeila. Lois achmar means you're choymited, you grab it away, you don't pay for it. If you pay for it, Tosfos says, there's no iser lois achmar. That's the first pshat in Tosfos. The second pshat in Tosfos is a little bit more chomer. He says, even if you pay for it, you're still over lois achmar. Because it's like Talyu v'zavin. If you go over, you go over to your friend, you want his thing, or in this case, the developer wants this person's property, he's willing to pay for it. He'll seize it through eminent domain, and he'll pay the person. Zog Tosfos, even if you pay for it, if the seller is not willing to sell it to you, he doesn't say reitza ani, it's Talyu v'zavin, you force him to give it to you, and then you just throw down money on the table, there Tosfos says that's lois achmar. However, if he says roitzani, if after you pressure him, after you pull out the, he says roitzani, okay, give me the money and it's yours, Tosfos says, there's no iser lois achmar. So it comes out, according to either pshat and Tosfos, if you buy it legitimately, there's no iser lois achmar. The Rambam has a different pshat. And the Rambam is much more machmer. What the Rambam says over here is, in Perak Aleph Halacha Tes, if you're jealous of something that belongs to someone else, and you pressure him to sell it to you, you send over his friends, you nudge him, you handle with him, you make him an offer that he can't refuse. So, af al pisha nosmai damim rabim, even though you paid good money, you paid the full price for the item, and even though the seller agreed to sell, you drove him so mishuga, you harassed him so much, he finally says, okay, just give me the money, take it and get out of here. The halacha is, hareza oyver b'lois hazeh shenem lois achmar. The shittas harambam is, that if you're chaymed, if you have a chemda, and that inspires you or causes you to harass the person until he sells it to you, even though at the end of the day he agrees to sell it to you, even though he accepts the money, he says, roitzani, the mechira is a good mechira, the fact that you had chemda, and the fact that chemda caused you to harass him and put pressure on the seller to sell it to you, zog the Rambam, you're over the iser of lois achmar. Now the Rambam continues, and the Rambam is bedayik, that if you look at the Psukim, there's a difference between how lois achmar is brought down in the first Aseret Dibros and the second. On the first Luchos, it's the Psukim that we read before. It says, lois achmar beis reyacha, lois achmar eishes reyacha, a whole list of things that you're over. In Parashas Ve'eschanan, it says, lois achmar eishes reyacha, v'lois sis aveh beis reyacha. So here it switches. It starts off with loisachmid and then it says loisis ava. The Rambam learns loisachmid and loisis ava are two completely separate yisurim. Loisachmid is when you want the item, you want it so badly you pressure the person until he sells it to you. So even though he said roitzan, even though the mechira is a good mekach, the fact that you were jealous of it and you put pressure, that is the lav of loisachmid. On the other hand, if you didn't do anything, if you just thought about it yet, there's no issur. You have to actually buy it. So the Rambam, the issur of loisis ava, the pasuk in Veschanan, that's a new issur, and loisis ava is even if you don't get him to sell it to you, the very fact that you're thinking about it, that you want to get it, and you start making plans how you're going to get a hold of it, that is the issur of loisis ava. So that's loisis ava. You know, it's the moment the person wants it. So it comes out like this. If a person sees something, he sees his friend has a beautiful esrog, and he wants it. He says, "He mamish has a title for it." So that Eben Ezra sounds like he's over the Yisr right away. He has the taiva. According to the Rambam, taiva itself is nothing. You're not over the Yisr lois achmed. But according to the Rambam, like this, the moment you start making plans, you start plotting, how am I going to get that Esrik from him? Once you start making plans how to get it, that's the Yisr of lois achmed. When you go ahead and you actually get it, you mutch him, you drive him crazy, you harass him, he finally says, okay, just take it. Then you're over the Isser of Lois Achmed. So Lois Ave is making the plans to be over the Isser of Lois Achmed. Sure. So if you every time you walk into a store, you're obviously walking and you want to buy something. So Lois Achmed, again, the fact that you want something is not Lois Achmed. Lois Achmed is when you want it and you start plotting how to force him or pressure him to sell it to you. So if it's for sale, that's not pressure. To be over the Isser, it will depend on the Moicher, but what the point of the Isser is to have such a chemda that you're ready to apply pressure to get it. Okay, good. Fair argument. We're going to get back to the developer story. That's a good point. There are a few other issues with this story, but it's a valid point.
One more point. If
it's up for sale, there's no less achmoid. He says, I want to sell it. Right. I don't think it would. I did see some, you know, achroinim that clear about it, but it's difficult to call that loisachmai because the seller wants to sell. He wants to get rid of it. So it's true he may not want to get rid of it under these terms. But the bottom line is he wants to sell, you want to buy, and you're just negotiating over what the price is. So in that case, what?
Oh.
So the Birchas Peretz like this. If you look at the Lashon HaRambam, and the Birchas Peretz makes this diak, this is a bit of a controversial din, but what is the Rambam's example of Hichbid? One of his examples to be overly sachmoid is, the Hibzer by Acha Lachal Mimenu, so Afal Bisha Nosanle Bidomim Rabim. Even though you gave him a lot of money, still you're being over the Yisr. So there are a few diukim in the Achroinim. It could be, what happens if you go over to someone and tell them, I'll give you $10 million for your house. Is that lois achmoid or not? It's not hifzer, but, well, it depends, what is hifzer? The isser of lois achmoid, there's nothing wrong with asking someone being a nudge. It's not geschmack to be a nudge, no one likes nudges, but there's no isser in the Torah to be a nudge. The isser is, you want it so badly, you're ready to apply pressure, you're ready to do whatever it takes to get him, convince him to sell. One way of doing that, is to be a nudge. Another way of doing it, which is more effective if you can afford it, is offer $10 million. So if you understand lois achmoid, the isser is pashut, it's like a gneva kind of thing. You're forcing, like the Ravid, or like Tosfos. He didn't say roitz, he doesn't want to sell. So if that's the case, for $10 million, he wants to sell. But if you learn, wait, if you learn the Isser is that you're claiming it so badly that you're ready to get do what it takes to get him to sell, even though he doesn't want to. So if it's not for sale, and you may just make him an offer he can't refuse, maybe it's Isser. Now, I would suggest, perhaps there's a difference whether it's an investment property or a house. Because like this. An investment property, what'd the person buy it for? He bought it to make money. So if he's gonna make if it makes sense, if he thinks he'll make the best profit by selling today, he'll sell today. If he thinks it's more profitable to wait a week, a year, 10 years to sell, he'll wait then. So if you go and you make it that it's kedai for him, so he's ready. He's always ready. He's always ready to do whatever will bring in the most dollars. On the other hand, if you have a fellow, he's been living in this neighborhood for 20 years. It's right across from the shul. He's friendly with the neighbors. He has no intention. He has never thought about picking up and leaving. He's happy living where he is. He doesn't want to sell. Now, in that case, he's not sitting there, I'm just waiting for the highest bidder, or it has to be worth my while. He's not interested in moving. But when you come to him and you show him a $10 million check, he said, fine, I'm out tomorrow. In that case, I think it's very mistaver. There's lois achmar. Because there, you know he doesn't want to sell. And the way you're pressuring him or getting him to change, you have such a chemda that you're going to overpower or convince him to change his mind by making a higher offer. So the Birchas Peretz, he doesn't say it as a halacha psuka, but he's mitzadeh that in such a case, that would be an yisur lois achmar. Good. Once he starts thinking about it, now he's holding by selling. It doesn't take a hiftzer. But if that's not the case, he didn't win the lottery. And right now he has no. If you ask him, do you want to sell? The answer is no. Not at today's current market. The answer is no. I don't want to sell. So one way to convince him is to drive him crazy. The other way is to make a very high offer. So the Birchas Peretz says perhaps. He's always nicha. That's the whole point. The Isser of Lois Achmoid is not because he doesn't want it. At the end of the day, according to the Rambam, he wants to sell. Sometimes he wants to sell because you're such a nudnik. Sometimes he wants to sell because you had his best, your hiftzer, you sent him to the Hichbidol of Bereim, you sent his friends, you had the President of the United States call him, so now he calls me, I'm ready to sell. Another way is to be here beloved B'damim. So again, I'm not saying this is halacha psuka. Okay, correct. So in such a case where he's ready to sell it, it's just a question of the price, then Ein Hachanami. If it was a property where he had no intention of selling, or if he lived there, then there would be Lois Achmar. But on the other hand, you're right. If he's ready to sell it, it's just negotiating over the price, pashtus, there would not be an Isser of Lois Achmar. Excuse me? What type of services? Well, you're chaymid his services. Right, and he doesn't want to take it. He doesn't want to take the case. Okay, so we'll have to see. There's the Aruch HaShulchan is medayik that it doesn't apply by Yidaber Shel Chachma because you're not really taking anything away from him. Okay, that's true. But I don't know if that's included. It has to be some... Right. All the examples are good. The Aruch HaShulchan says, a Chachma, if you ask someone to teach you a Chachma, or the other example, which the Zayar and others from the Mechilta, is that if you want to take someone, if you're chaymit someone's Torah, there's no Isser of Lois Achmar. So you don't find it by services. I don't have any raya either way. What? Enochrami. So anyway, so going back to the case of the developer, it's true. So if it's ready, if it's for sale, and it's just a question of the price, then their pashas would not be Lois Achmar. If it wasn't for sale, so then that's why that the Rav had told him that he's over one Isser, and he continues to be over a second. Why? Because the developer wanted it, he was claiming it, and he was thinking and making plans how to get it, but he didn't get it yet. So according to the Rambam, the moment you start plotting, how am I going to get this, that's Lois Achmar. Lois Achmar is only when you're Matzliach, when you actually get him or convince him and force him to sell it to you. So had he gotten it, then it would be Lois Achmar. Now that he got stopped beforehand, here you're only dealing with an Isser of Lois Achmar. So it comes out it's very often it's kedai to be a shlamazel. Because if you try to get it and you're matzliach, nebuchadnezzar too yisurim. If you're a lo yutzlach and it doesn't work and you try and you try and you try and you don't get anywhere, so there I'll call pani, but it's only you're only dealing with an yisur of loisus ava. You weren't over the second yisur of lois achmid. Now b'derech klal, people are not over lois achmid that much today, for the very simple reason that most things are mass produced. People can be, unfortunately, are jealous of the cars people drive, their cell phones, or whatever other mishragas people dream up. But b'derech klal, you're not jealous of his car. You don't try to get him to sell that car to you. You want your own car. You want it actually to be brand new. So you have a chemga, and that drives you bananas until you go ahead, until you get the same car. You see what he has. He has his computer, his this. You decide you want the same thing, and you're going to go to the store and buy it for yourself. So according to the Rambam and according to the Rishonim that we all saw, that would not be Lois Achmad. Because Lois Achmad is only when you're going ahead and you have this chemda and you're applying pressure, you're getting him to give it to you. If you're not pressuring him to give it to you, you just want it and you want to get the same thing for yourself, that would not be the Isser of Lois Achmad or Lois Achmad. It's certainly not a good thing. Aruch HaShulchan says, Midas Chasidus, and the way the Balei Musar learn, again, certainly it's a midorah, but to be over in Isser, to say that he was over one of the Aseres HaDibrois, that you can't say. So the cases where it really comes up where it's most relevant is either real estate, where a person wants to move into a neighborhood, so he wants this particular house, this particular property, so he applies pressure and tries to get the owner to sell. So if the owner is not interested and you have to apply pressure, that would be a shayla of Lois Achmad. So now the question is, what is the definition of pressure? Obviously, if there's something for sale, if you walk into a store and you buy something, there's no Lois Achmad. The seller wants to sell, you want to buy. So the fact that you handle a little bit, you're Jewish, that's what you should be doing, is clearly no whistle. What happens if you want to move into a neighborhood? So you knock on doors. You go around the neighborhood knocking on doors. Are you interested in selling your house? Is that Lois Achmad? So if you look at the Rambam, the Lashon HaRambam is, the Hichbidol of Berei and the Hiftzer Boy. It means you're Hiftzer Boy. You have to nudge him. You have to apply pressure, or you have Hichbidol of Berei, you have to send friends and met people who, you have to apply pressure. Knocking on someone's door and asking them if they're willing to sell certainly is not pressure and certainly is not an isser. Where do you draw the line? So the Betzalel HaChochma suggests, he says, asking once is fine, asking twice is fine. But once you start asking three times, he says, that's already has a chalois din nudnik, that already you're applying pressure, and that would be usser. Now, obviously, this is not a gzeiras hakasev. It's three times. Some people are talented enough that even after once they can be a nudnik. But it means pressure. There's a difference between asking him, are you interested in selling? You can talk to him. You can explain to him why you think it's a good idea. But once you hit the point where now applying pressure, you're getting him to do something that he does not want to do, that's already, they're already running into a shayla of Lois Achmad. Ben Yoyna has a very, very scary chumrah. What he says is, it depends on the person. He says, if you're an Adam Chashev, and you know that when you ask something, the person really can't refuse. He can't. Because of your, again, Adam Chashev, you're a powerful business person. You know, when you ask, he's not going to be able to say no to you. So in that case, he says, you can be overly sachmed one time. The actual asking is pressure. Now, what you're supposed to do, I'm not sure. Perhaps you should send over a shliach or send someone else who he could say no to find out whether he really wants to sell it or not. But you have to be very careful, because if they can say no to you, that even though you asked only once, that is a certain level of pressure that would be considered hifzer boy, and that would be aser. Because of this, Yaruch HaShulchan Paskins, he says that you should never buy anything from that is not being offered for sale. You know, as you walk into a store, so everything there is for sale. If you have a chaver that owns something and he has, he makes a garage sale, he hangs up a for sale sign, great, there's no Lois Achmad. But whenever you're taking the initiative and you're approaching the person and trying to see or trying to convince him to sell it, So there, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you should stay away from that. It's very hard to figure out exactly where to draw the line, at what point it's a legitimate request, and at what point you cross over the line to Lois Achmed. Excuse me? So it depends which way. It says, Beis Re'acha. So the most part, the Prima Gadim is Masupik, but most Achrayim learn that if you're Chaymed, something that belongs to a guy, since it's not Re'acha, there would be no Issa. Interestingly, away, the other way around, the Chinuch Paskins, that Loisachmoid is an Anaf of Gezel. And he says, therefore, just like a Goy is Mitzvah on Gezel, it's one of the Shev Mitzvah Pnei Noach, so he says, a Goy has an Issa of Loisachmoid. That's included in Gezel. Now, it could be... What? The Chinuch. Now, it could be... The Chinuch is mashma that he held like the Ravid. That Loisachmoid is when you force the person to give it to you and he doesn't say Reitzah and he doesn't sell it willingly. You give him the money and you grab the item. So it could be the Chinuch is Lishitasa. So that's Chamos, that's a form of Gezel, that a Goy is Mitzvah on. In the Shitas HaRambam, where Loisachmoid is even when he says Reitzah, even though he willingly sells it, the Isser is because you put pressure on him, there it could be, you don't have a raya that it would apply to a guy. Because, you know, it's very far removed from Gezel. Now, it could be the Rambam holds Afal Pikein, it's somehow included in Gezel, but it's certainly a much bigger Chiddush in the Shitas HaRambam, and that you don't have a raya to. If that's the case, if he's ready to sell and he's just waiting for that offer, there will be no issur leisachmoid. On the other hand, if it's not the case, if he has no intention of selling, so you're playing Russian roulette with a lav d'oraisa. What I suggest you do is you find a third party to approach him and see if he's ready to feel him out and see what happens. But if it's clear that he's ready to say that he'd love to get out, every day he comes to shul, he grumbles about the rav, he wants out, but he just can't afford to move. Then I agree. There's no issur leisachmoid.
Let's say you are a wealthy guy, you live next door to someone who's not a wealthy guy, and you want his house for your expanded backyard.
Okay.
So, why don't you go over once and ask him?
The Aruch HaShulchan is not saying an issur. What he's saying is an eitz toiva is that it's a very slippery slope, and it's very difficult to know where to draw the line. It's not maker. It's not. Again, if the neighbor wants to sell the house and he sends out feelers, there's no problem. What the Aruch HaShulchan is saying as an Eitz HaToyva is people who go ahead and they take the initiative and they're more aggressive run into this problem. If you're confident that won't be an issue and you want to do it, it's not Nikra Hadin, it's not Nichol and Lo Sachmite. He's telling you an Eitz HaToyva. If you don't want to take his Eitz HaToyva and you have other Cheshbonos, you can do that.
The guy with the small property, he wanted to be a
shifter?
Is that his time?
Yeah. So, okay, so we actually have to get to which we'll continue that next week. But one of we try to connect the different shiurim and the different topics. So what's the connection between partnerships and Loisachmoid? So last week, what was the shiur on? Goy d'ogod. You have a partnership, you want to split it. So you tell the person, either you buy me out or I'll buy you out. So the place can want to know, l'chayr, when you do that, you're even a Loisachmoid. You're trying to get your shutif share in the business. So that, I'll leave everyone to think about it for a couple of days, and Mirtz Hashem, next week we'll get to. This is what I end off with. We mentioned before that Loisachmoid is treated very severely. It's one of the Aseres Adibros. Now, we Derech Klal, Midos are not mentioned in the Torah at all. We all know Kaas, Gaiva, there are many bad Midos. We all know that how chomer it is. And yet, they're not b'chlal mentioned in the Torah. Loisachmoy, not only is it mentioned in the Torah, it gets two Yisurim, Loisachmoy and Loisasava, and it's in one of the Aseres Adibros. Why is Loisachmoy treated so differently and so chomer in halacha? So the Rambam, who interestingly, the Rambam puts Leisachma in Hilchus Gezel. It's not in Hilchus Deus. It's not in Hilchus Midos. It's in the Halachas of Gezel. And when the Rambam writes, it's Atayva Mevli De Chimur, Vachimun Mevli De Gezel. A person starts with Leisis Ava. He starts that he wants something. He starts plotting how to get it. He's over Leisis Ava. Once he goes down that route, he moves on to Lois Achmud. Now he goes ahead and he pressures, he drives the person crazy, and he gets it. V'achimid mevli de gezel. If a person is choymed, is over Lois Achmud, and when he wants something, he has so little control that he is choymeded and he has to do it, he'll do whatever it takes to get it. So then if the owner is not ready to sell, if he doesn't say reitzani, you'll be over Lois Sigzo. Shem leiratza abayin limkar, afal pi yishihir b'lehem domim, if you offer him the $10 million, you offer him a higher price, he still doesn't want to sell. You'll steal it. It's like the Rambam is not going to end there. If the owner stands up for his rights and he tries to stop you from stealing it, you're going to come to be a murderer. Zok the Rambam, the reason why the Torah is so machmer on this is the Torah is yored the slave daitei shel adam. No one wakes up in the morning one day and says, you know what, today I'm going to become Al Capone. I'll go ahead, I'll be a murderer, I'll steal, I'll do whatever, every dover shall listen. That's not how it works. What happens is that people at some point during the year rationalize something. They want it badly, they start thinking, how can I get it, how can I convince him to sell it? But once a person takes that first move, once he's ready, he's not able to control his desires, his taivas, and he starts planning how to get it, so then one thing will lead to another. And from Leisis Ava, he'll get to Leis Achma, and from Leis Achma to Leis Sigzol, and from Leis Sigzol to Leis Sirtzach. So according to the Rambam, it comes out, it's in the Aseret Adibro, it's not so much because Leisis Ava itself is something which is such a terrible lisser. The point is that the Torah is making a gedder. That if a person can't control his desires, a person can't control his taiva, the Torah is telling us the end is not going to be good. The Paiskim add, the Achronim add, very interesting lakuda. They say that part of the issur of Leis Achmud, what does Leis Achmud mean? So the normal case is Leis Achmud beis reyacha, you see something that your friend has, you're choymed it. The Torah is saying, no, what's his is his, what's yours is yours. And don't mix the two. Zog the Karach Kemach. There's another message. A person, whenever a person has to do mitzvahs, whenever he has a nesayim. So people, many mitzvahs, it's expensive. Sukkot is coming up, Yontif is coming up, and Esther, Galu, it costs a lot of money, there's a lot of work, there's a lot of tercha. And people get lazy. I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, I'm not in the mood. Zog the Karach Kemach. If a person understood the Isser of Leis Achmud, and this is what the Torah is telling you is what's yours is yours, what belongs to someone else belongs to him, and don't mix the two. Zog the Karach Kemach, that's also true between a person and the Rabbi Shlomo. We all know that Mashakon Eved Kon Rabbi, whatever a person has, is a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was given to him for a reason. It was given to him to be Oisik and Torah, to do the mitzvahs. It was given to use in the way it should be used. Zog the Karach Kemach, whenever a person doesn't do a mitzvah because it's going to cost him money, he says he's over the Isra of Leis Achmud. The Leis Achmud is, this money is Rebbeinu Shlomo's money, which is earmarked to do the mitzvah. If you're keeping it for yourself, he says that's the Leis Achmud, you're over Leis Achmud as well. And whenever there's a mitzvah shebeguf, but the person's lazy, he's tired, he doesn't want to do it, he says, you're either Leis Achmud of Eved Reyecha. Who's the Eved? You. Person is an Eved Hashem, which means he's Meshubed, he's owned, he's Shtari Kaidem, he has a Sheba to do the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he decides not to, he's taking this Eved and using it for personal use. That is the Isra of Leis Achmud. And therefore, the Derech Pekudecha ends that comes out that Leis Av and Leis Achmud is the Yisoid of Kol HaTorah Kulo. Because if a person recognizes what's mine, what belongs to me is mine, But what belongs to, what is meshuvah to the Rebbeinu Sholem is his, and I can't be choymed that. I can't be misavit to that. I can't take that away. So that will bring him to his zehirus in kol ha'Torah kula. Like to wish everyone k'siva chasima toiva. Next week in Mirat Hashem, we will have a shiur on Tzim Gedalia, but it will be the last shiur for the season. We'll then break until the week after Yisru Chag. Thank you.